This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Here's Madeline next. Hi, Madeline.
Hey, guys. I listen to the morning show every morning. And so I feel like a lot of the people, like you kind of said earlier, who are kind of on Bean's side are people who don't listen to their show like him. Because if you did, you would know that, I mean, those two guys were talking about defensive players in the first couple rounds for the past month. Even this morning, they were going over like, oh, all these picks were great. And of course, we're going to always talk about wide receivers because obviously, our core is not ideal for what you want to get to the Super Bowl. And again, like, I think the hypocrisy of him even saying, like, yeah, I haven't listened to the show. And then, you know, I don't want to necessarily prioritize a wide receiver, but then I'm going to work out Elijah Moore. And then I'm going to insult these guys by saying, oh, it's fantasy football and all this stuff. I think it's really frustrating as a fan because you're in this loop. I mean, we just did it again where we lost to the Chiefs again.
So that was Madeline from yesterday. I heard that call and I wanted to pull it, mainly for the part where she said, like, we have been talking about defensive players.
Yeah.
You know, this little spat we're going to put to the bed largely. But anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. I had something I was going to mention to you.
Did I like all funny picks? Thing. I mean, I liked most of their picks.
Sure, I was fine with most of them. One thing I did want to correct, there's two little points of order here, if I could. And again, like, we'll start to move back into like the Bills before this little dust up happened. And that's number one. It was I've seen a lot of people like that we hang up on everybody that calls and we shout down callers, and like, that's a good way to tell me you don't listen. So if today's your first day, like, oh, what are these guys going to do? Who are they going to yell at? You call us anytime you want. We take calls from everybody all over the place. And agree or disagree, like, we'll defend our points. You're able to defend yours. The idea that we just hang up on people and shout and don't like to have different opinions, that's not correct. So if it's your first day here, welcome in. That doesn't happen here. And then the other part was, I forget what it was. Not that important. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
I mean, what Bean did yesterday, but beyond his own thoughts on it, did he not show that There is a polarizing issue or topic still with this football team that people disagree on? Because even the draft...
Is that the only thing they disagree on? What's the second issue?
That's what I mean. Like,
McDermott and game management?
Like, the draft wasn't really that polarizing, this draft.
No, I agree.
Like, it was mostly, we know they need defense. We know they're going to take defense. There's not really receivers worth taking in the first round. So, corner and D-line, like, there wasn't really much. And it was a pretty calm, cool, collected draft season, I feel like. Bean cites 2018. That was fiery back then because everybody picked their guy and everybody had their guy they liked more than the other, and everybody yelled about it for 3 months, and that was fun.
That was juicy.
That was great.
Even a year before that, we were all watching the quarterbacks in college.
Right.
And we were all tracking invested.
Tracking them, definitely. I think what Bean brought out yesterday, at least from the I tried to stay offline for a lot of yesterday, but I definitely saw a good amount, is that people disagree on this. That there are those that are, you know, would make the same point that Bean made yesterday, which was, we were one of the top teams in scoring. What do you mean? We need a wide receiver. We're fine. Yep. We're going to win the division. We're going to win 12 games. Allen just won MVP. And then there are others that will say right back to that, well, why did he win MVP? Why didn't Lamar Jackson win MVP? Part of the point that was being made during that MVP race was, well, Josh Allen doesn't have as much as Lamar Jackson. Why wouldn't you want him to? And that was a lot of the counterpoint that I saw yesterday. He brought out, I think, a big polarizing topic, and to your question, I don't know what second place would really be right now.
Maybe McDermott and his role.
Sure. That seems pretty cool right now, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, we usually wait until January to get to that.
Or if they go, you know, 6-6 in a regular season, right, then it comes up. But
and one thing I've said throughout this process about the receiver train, which got, you know, it's like a fun bit, just, you know, a name for why we wanted one. One thing I've said throughout this is that I've maybe been skewed because I've given up on the idea of ever stopping the Chiefs. And, of course, the Bills shouldn't give up on that idea.
Well, they clearly haven't.
They have not.
No, they just...
Every time they come up against the Chiefs since 13 seconds, it's not... And this is a point I heard the afternoon show yesterday, and I don't think anyone would dispute this. Again, it's how you want to build a football team. The way that they have kind of tried to load up on defense and this full draft, they've not gone out and signed superstars to big money since Vaughn, but... Maybe people thought, or someone thought along the way, that they would load up on offense and really try to just outshoot them. Just really try to, fine, you want to go fireworks? We're going to go fireworks. We're going to build the best offense the league's ever seen, which this offense might be with like one more piece. So I just find it interesting that it's almost like this, it's giving them a pass defensively because I figure, and this is where the Super Bowl changed it for me. Sorry if I'm all over the place. Let me boil it down to this. The Super Bowl changed it for me because for a while it was no one can stop the Chiefs. You can never stop the Chiefs. They are inevitable. They had back-to-back seasons where their offense was not impressive.
Yeah.
And they made the Super Bowl both times. How did they win their Super Bowl? They did it with a defensive draft that was chock full of good starters. We made this point a lot that the Chiefs' transition year, they won the Super Bowl. Something we talked about for the Bills. Hey, it's a transition year, but when you've got a quarterback this good and enough good players, you can still win the Super Bowl, even if it's a transition year. This year, and I guess that's what we're at now. What's the narrative of this year? Super Bowl or bust? Win it or else? Like, does Bean feel like it's win it or else?
What's the or else?
Or does, exactly. Or does
that's the problem with that question for me always.
Or does Brandon Bean feel like Billy Bean famously did, Oakland A's GM, who said the playoffs are a crapshoot? The GM of the Oakland A's, one of the Moneyball things. You read the Moneyball book. His whole thing was, my job's to get you to the playoffs, then it's out of my hands. Because
there's too much randomness in a small sample.
Randomness.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Bean feels that way. These are maybe conversations for the future. You know, hey, I put together the best offense this team's ever had, and once we're in the playoffs, it's out of my hands.
But the thing is, he does cite, he did it in his press conference, didn't he, after the draft, that he doesn't see them, the offense, letting them down in the postseason.
Right.
As reason for why they drafted the way they did, which, I mean, that doesn't sound like, to me, that type of philosophy, which is that it's a crapshoot. It sounds like you are taking it to mean something, but you're taking the other end of it, which is, right, like, I gave up 30-plus points to the Chiefs. I need to go all out on defense, and there really is no attention paid to, well, the final drive of the year, you threw a bunch of screen passes to wide receivers that aren't even on the team anymore.
Right. Yeah. He did say I would take Josh Allen down three with the ball every time. He said I'd take that every time. Down three with the ball, which is what they've been 2 years in a row.
Right.
I would take that every time.
Yeah, and I would not.
Well, that's one thing that – it's another criticism I had of him. To me, that makes it sound like I did my job. And the offense – didn't do theirs in that moment.
Right.
And he says the defense, of course, let them down over the course of the season, which is not incorrect.
Because it's not, it also is a point about, it could be about the offense too, though. I mean, it's the whole game. You're taking that I'm going to lose to them over the course of, how long is a football game? 45 minutes? I'm going to lose.
60.
60, right.
It's before 7 a.m.
Sorry, it's before 7 a.m. And I'm watching a lot of basketball recently, so that's all got me wild up. I'm going to take being worse than the other team for the first 57 minutes of the game. And that, to me, like, that's a loser's mentality from the start. And that doesn't have to just be about the defense. It could be that your offense didn't score enough points for you to be in the lead with the ball at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying by that, it's not meant to be a criticism of Josh Allen at all. He is fully capable. He showed it on that fourth down play.
Yep.
He's fully capable.
Superhuman.
Of, in that spot, having a legendary drive or legendary moment or moments when he's down three to Kansas City. But to say that I would take that, I would never sign up for that. I want the lead. I want to be up. I want to be better than them. Not I got to get a play at the end to win it. Especially when they've proven over and over that if it comes down to one or two plays, they seem to have that advantage.
Don in Long Island. Hey, Don.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. I just wanted to chime in quick about your little dust-up with Bean yesterday. I really believe that, you know, when you normally conduct an interview, you do it in a certain way. You always have, like, certain things you want to ask and get across, and you do it in a diplomatic way. And I believe that yesterday, because Bean was tuned in to you and Sal, he got to see more of an unfiltered Jeremy speaking about the wide receiver room as opposed to you, like, you know, massaging the question about that, you know, you being a little upset about it. And because he overheard the conversation versus you getting the chance to ask him the question, I think that's what, you know, led to him coming in fired up. It wasn't like, you know, you normally would ask a question. You had a whole thing with Worthy and the draft the year before, and there was no fight about that. I think you were more fired up about that than you were about this.
But yep.
The difference was in that you got to ask him the question. This time it was like he was overhearing the conversation in the next room and then just burst in like, hey, what are you doing talking about me? I think that's what led to it.
Yeah. Thanks, Don. I was thinking about this yesterday. And again, like, if it's just he heard a snippet or he's just legitimately thinks, you know, we're crazy, that's fine. I was thinking about it from a scouting standpoint. It's like, did you do the full scouting package or did you see one YouTube clip that you liked? You know,
one highlight.
Right, one highlight. So, anyway.
Ask the question at the end almost the same way, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I said.
Yeah, almost the exact same way.
All that happened with Sal was I said, here's the question I want to ask him. I was like a radio tease. Like, I'm going to ask the GM
right.
a thing.
Right.
Here it is. This is what I'm going to ask. And Sal gave an answer. I said, well, that's not really the answer. I'm just going to ask him the question.
Right.
That was it. Which, you know, we look forward to the opportunities to ask the coaches, ask the GMs direct questions. And, you know, oftentimes it's tough to get real honest answers. And mm-hmm. in that case, Bean came with the honest answer before the question.
Right.
Because he had heard it. 803-0550. Thanks, Don, for the phone call. More of your phone calls as we roll. We're kind of wide open today, so you can join us. It's going to be nice, and it's also going to be windy. The wind's going to come in and blow everyone, you know, get your garbage totes inside if they're anywhere out in the open or on the street, whatever. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.